Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The first time Reese woke up thinking about her brother, she didn't consider it unusual. Randy crossed her mind often enough. They had always been close, partly because there were only two of them, and partly because Randy had spent most of their childhood acting like it was his personal responsibility to keep an eye on her. He was 6 years older and had been the kind of brother who walked her home from school, scared away bullies without ever telling their parents, and somehow always seemed to know when something was bothering her before she said a word. Even after they were both adults, he still called occasionally just to make sure her car was running properly, or to remind her to check the batteries in her smoke detectors. That was just who he was. By the time Reese reached her mid-30s, their lives had settled into the kind of relationship many siblings eventually develop. They loved each other, but they were busy. Randy lived several hours away, worked long days repairing heavy equipment, and spent most of his free time helping friends, fixing things, or spending time with his two sons. Reese had a husband, a career, and a schedule that often felt just as crowded. Sometimes they spoke every week, other times nearly a month would pass before one of them realized they hadn't checked in. So when she woke up on a Tuesday morning thinking about Randy, it barely registered. She lay in bed for a moment, remembering a summer afternoon from childhood when he taught her how to ride a bike behind their apartment complex. The memory arrived with surprising clarity. She could almost feel the heat coming off the pavement and hear Randy laughing as she shouted at him not to let go of the seat. She hadn't thought about that day in years. The memory made her smile. Before getting out of bed, she considered sending him a text. Then the day got in the way. Her husband couldn't find his keys. An email from work demanded immediate attention. By the time she got into her car, the thought had drifted into the background. She remembered it again later that afternoon while standing in line at a grocery store. A man ahead of her wore the same battered ball cap Randy seemed to have owned forever. For a split second, she actually thought it might be him. Of course it wasn't. The man turned around, revealing a stranger's face, and Reese immediately laughed at herself. The next morning, Randy was the first thing she thought about again. There was no memory attached to it this time. No dream. No obvious reason at all. She simply opened her eyes and found herself wondering what he was doing. The thought lingered throughout breakfast and followed her into work. Several times she reached for her phone before deciding not to bother him. Randy wasn't the type to sit around checking messages. If she texted him, she might not hear back for a day or two. By Friday, the whole thing was becoming irritating. Everywhere she looked, something seemed to remind her of him. A song from their childhood came on the radio during her commute. Someone at work mentioned a county fair, and she immediately remembered the year Randy spent half his paycheck trying to win her a giant stuffed bear from a carnival game. During lunch, she opened a drawer looking for a notepad and discovered an old photograph she had forgotten she owned. It showed the two of them standing beside their first car, Randy grinning proudly while she tried to hide her embarrassment over its mismatched paint and dented fender. None of those things were strange by themselves. What bothered her was the accumulation. It felt as though Randy had somehow moved into the front of her mind and refused to leave. Saturday evening, she finally gave in and called him. The call went to voicemail, That wasn't unusual. Randy rarely answered the first time anyone called. He was probably working on something, helping somebody, or had simply left his phone somewhere inconvenient. Reese left a short message asking him to call when he had a chance and then set her phone aside. For about an hour, she felt better. Then the feeling returned. By Monday, something had changed. She couldn't explain exactly what it was. It wasn't fear. Not yet. She wasn't imagining Randy hurt somewhere. She wasn't having nightmares or visions or dramatic premonitions. The feeling was subtler than that. It reminded her of forgetting something important, like leaving the house and knowing she'd overlooked something but not being able to remember what. The sensation followed her through the entire day. Every time her phone lit up, she expected to see Randy's name. Every time she didn't, the uneasiness deepened. That evening, her husband noticed. When she tried explaining it, she immediately realized how ridiculous it sounded. She couldn't stop thinking about her brother. She had called him, and he hadn't called back. That was the entire problem. Her husband reacted exactly the way any reasonable person would. Randy was busy. His phone was probably dead. He would call eventually. Reese knew he was right. The problem was that hearing the logical explanation didn't make her feel any better. If anything, it made her feel worse. Because the feeling had stopped being about a returned phone call. Now it felt like something she was supposed to do. Tuesday morning arrived exactly 1 week after she first woke up thinking about Randy. Before her alarm even sounded, she opened her eyes and immediately reached for her phone. There were no missed calls, no messages, no explanation for why she suddenly felt wide awake. She lay staring at the ceiling for several minutes, trying to talk herself out of calling again. It was too early. He might be asleep. He might be working. She was acting ridiculous. Eventually, she called anyway. The phone rang, then voicemail. This time she hung up without leaving a message. Throughout the morning, the feeling became impossible to ignore. She made coffee and forgot to drink it. She packed a lunch and left it sitting on the kitchen counter. Twice, she picked up her phone and stared at it before putting it back down. By the time she arrived at work, she had already decided she would call again before lunch. At 11:47, she did. No answer. The sound of Randy's voicemail greeting immediately irritated her. She left another message, this one less casual than the first. She told him to call her when he got a chance because she was starting to worry. The moment she hung up, she regretted it. If Randy was perfectly fine, he was going to tease her relentlessly for sounding so concerned. By late afternoon, however, embarrassment had given way to something else. For the first time, Reese admitted to herself that she was scared. The uneasiness followed her home from work and settled beside her through the evening. She barely paid attention to the television. She struggled to focus on conversations. Every few minutes, she found herself glancing at her phone. At 9:18 that night, she finally picked it up again. This time, Randy answered. The relief hit so quickly, she nearly laughed. Then she heard the sounds behind him. Wind, traffic, voices in the distance. When Randy said her name, his voice sounded different than she had ever heard it before. He wasn't panicked, he wasn't crying, but there was something underneath the words that immediately made her sit upright on the couch. For a moment, neither of them said anything. Then Randy told her he was sitting on the shoulder of a highway. A few minutes earlier, he had been in a serious accident. For a moment, Reese couldn't process what he had said. She had spent the past week worrying that something was wrong, but now that Randy was actually telling her there had been an accident, her mind struggled to catch up. Questions immediately started tumbling out. Was he hurt? Was anyone else involved? Did he need an ambulance? Randy answered each one calmly, though she could hear the strain in his voice. He explained that he was shaken up and covered in cuts from broken glass, but otherwise seemed to be okay. The accident had happened only minutes earlier. A pickup truck had crossed the center line, coming around a curve, forcing Randy onto the shoulder. When he swerved to avoid a collision, his truck left the road and rolled into a ditch. As Randy described what had happened, Reese found herself gripping the phone so tightly, her hand began to ache. She listened to every detail while trying to ignore the thought that kept repeating in the back of her mind. If she had called 10 minutes earlier, he probably wouldn't have answered. If she had called 10 minutes later, he might have been sitting in an ambulance. The timing felt impossible to ignore, and the thought left her feeling sick. Eventually, Randy noticed how quiet she had become and asked what was wrong. And for several seconds, she considered telling him everything. She almost explained the strange week she had just experienced, the constant thoughts, the unexplained worry, and the feeling that had refused to leave her alone. In the end, she settled on a simpler explanation and told him she had just been concerned because he hadn't returned her calls. That answer sounded much more reasonable, and more importantly, it sounded sane. The two of them talked for nearly 20 minutes before ending the call. By then, emergency crews had arrived, and Randy needed to speak with the police officer handling the accident report. Before hanging up, he promised to call again the next day after he had figured out transportation and dealt with the insurance company. When the call ended, Reese remained sitting on the couch for several minutes. The feeling was gone. Not weaker. Gone entirely. The constant pressure that had followed her for an entire week had simply disappeared. She hadn't realized how exhausting it had become until it was suddenly absent. For the first time in days, she felt calm. Instead of reassuring her, that realization only made the experience stranger. It was as though something had finally been resolved, though she couldn't explain what. Over the next several days, Randy recovered quickly. The cuts healed, the soreness faded, and aside from losing his truck, he had been remarkably fortunate. According to the police report, the accident could have ended much differently. More than one person told him how lucky he was to have walked away. Reese agreed with them. What she didn't tell anyone was that the strange feeling never returned. The silence left behind by its absence became increasingly difficult to ignore because it forced her to confront a question she didn't want to ask. Had she spent an entire week worrying about her brother simply because he happened to be on her mind? Or had she somehow sensed that something was wrong before it happened? The rational part of her immediately pushed back against that idea. People worried about family members all the time. People thought about loved ones. People had bad feelings. Accidents happened every day. Given enough time, coincidences were inevitable. Every logical explanation pointed toward chance. That should have settled the matter. Instead, the question lingered. About a month later, she finally told Randy about the week leading up to the accident. They were talking on the phone one evening when she casually mentioned how often he had been on her mind before the crash. At first, she expected him to laugh. Randy had always been practical, and he wasn't the type to jump to paranormal conclusions. To her surprise, he became quiet. Then he admitted something she hadn't expected. The week before the accident, he had been thinking about her too. Not constantly, and certainly not with the same intensity she had experienced, but often enough that he had noticed it. He even admitted that on the morning of the accident, he had considered calling her before leaving for work. There had been no reason for it. He simply found himself wondering how she was doing. Then the day got busy and he forgot about it. The conversation left both of them unsettled. Neither wanted to turn it into something supernatural, and both immediately began offering reasonable explanations. Maybe they had simply gone too long without talking. Maybe something had reminded them of childhood memories around the same time. Maybe the timing only seemed important because of what happened afterward. Every explanation sounded reasonable. None of them felt entirely satisfying. As the years passed, the story occasionally resurfaced during family gatherings. Usually, someone would bring up the accident or joke about Randy's terrible luck with vehicles, and eventually the conversation would drift toward the strange week that preceded it. The details never changed. Reese still remembered waking up every morning with Randy already occupying her thoughts. She still remembered the old photograph in her desk drawer and the stranger in the grocery store she had mistaken for her brother. Randy still remembered answering the phone from the side of the highway. What surprised her most was how vivid those memories remained. Most ordinary moments faded over time. Those never did. She could still picture nearly every detail of that week because she spent years turning it over in her mind, searching for an explanation. Eventually, she stopped trying to solve it, not because she found an answer, but because none of the possibilities changed what had happened. Randy survived the accident, the feeling disappeared, life moved forward. Even so, there were nights when she found herself thinking about it again. Usually it happened when she couldn't sleep. She would mentally retrace the entire sequence. from that first random memory of learning to ride a bicycle all the way to the phone call from the side of the highway. Every time she revisited it, she arrived at the same conclusion. Something about that week had been different. The problem was that she never figured out why. For years, she assumed she never would. Then something happened that made the accident seem much harder to dismiss as coincidence. Life moved on. Randy replaced his truck, his sons grew older, and Reese settled back into the routines of work, marriage, and everyday responsibilities. The strange week before the accident never completely left her mind, but it gradually stopped feeling urgent. She eventually reached the point where she could think about it without trying to solve it. There simply wasn't enough information to reach a conclusion. Maybe it had been intuition. Maybe it had been coincidence. Maybe it was one of those experiences people carry for the rest of their lives without ever fully understanding. And then nearly 6 years later, it happened again. Not in exactly the same way, but close enough that she recognized it almost immediately. The feeling started on a Thursday morning while she was driving to work. Randy crossed her mind for no particular reason, and at first she thought nothing of it. The following day, however, he was the first thing she thought about when she woke up. By the weekend, she found herself wondering how he was doing several times throughout the day. Old memories surfaced unexpectedly. Conversations reminded her of him. More than once, she picked up her phone intending to call before talking herself out of it. What unsettled her wasn't the feeling itself, and it was how familiar it felt. For years, she had wondered whether the week before Randy's accident had been a coincidence. Now she found herself experiencing the same thing all over again. The sensation wasn't fear. It wasn't panic. It was simply an awareness she couldn't seem to shake. Randy occupied her thoughts in a way that felt completely out of proportion to anything actually happening in her life. This time she didn't wait a week before calling. On Sunday afternoon, she picked up the phone and called him. Randy answered immediately, and for the next hour, they talked about work, family, sports, and a dozen other ordinary subjects. By the time the conversation ended, Reese felt slightly embarrassed. He sounded completely fine. There was no hint of trouble, no reason to believe anything was wrong. Yet the feeling remained. As the week continued, she found herself checking her phone more often than usual and thinking about Randy at random moments throughout the day. She tried reminding herself that the last experience might have been nothing more than a coincidence, but the memory of it lingered in the back of her mind. The more she tried to dismiss it, the harder it became to ignore. Then on Thursday evening, Randy called. The moment she heard his voice, she knew something had happened. He wasn't hurt. He wasn't calling from the side of a road. But there was a seriousness in his voice that immediately got her attention. Their father had suffered a massive stroke less than half an hour earlier. One moment he had been talking normally. The next, he could barely speak. Paramedics were already transporting him to the hospital by the time Randy made the call. For several seconds after hearing the news, Reese couldn't respond. Her mind immediately went back to the previous week. The same thoughts, the same uneasiness, and the same feeling she had experienced before Randy's accident. Their father survived, though the recovery was difficult. Months of therapy followed, and while he regained much of his independence, life never completely returned to what it had been before the stroke. Throughout that entire period, however, Reese found herself thinking less about her father's recovery and more about the strange timing that preceded it. One experience could be dismissed. Two became much harder to explain away. Eventually, she told Randy everything, not just about the accident years earlier, but about the second experience as well. She expected him to offer the same practical explanations they had discussed before. Instead, he listened quietly and then admitted something that caught her completely off guard. The week before their father's stroke, he had been thinking about her constantly, not in the overwhelming way she had experienced, but enough that he noticed it. He found himself wondering how she was doing. More than once, he almost called her for no particular reason. The feeling had been strange enough that he remembered it clearly. The admission left both of them unsettled. Neither had mentioned it beforehand. Neither had influenced the other. Yet both had experienced something remarkably similar before receiving life-changing news involving their family. For the first time, Reese stopped wondering whether the experiences were connected to accidents or illnesses. Instead, she began wondering whether they were connected to people. Maybe families remained tied together in ways nobody fully understood. Maybe certain relationships carried something deeper than ordinary intuition. Or maybe the human mind simply noticed patterns where none existed. She never found an answer. The years that followed brought no dramatic predictions, no visions, and no supernatural experiences that would convince anyone else. Life remained mostly ordinary, yet every now and then something small would happen that made her think about those 2 weeks again. She would find herself thinking about someone moments before they called. Randy would mention having a strange feeling about one of his sons before receiving a text message from him. Most of those moments probably meant nothing, but not all of them felt meaningless. Now, years later, Reese still doesn't know what happened before Randy's accident. She doesn't know why she couldn't stop thinking about him, why the feeling disappeared the moment she learned he was alive, or why something similar happened before their father's stroke. She certainly doesn't know why Randy experienced pieces of it too. What she knows is much simpler than that. Twice in her life, she became convinced something was wrong without having any reason to believe it. Twice the feeling proved impossible to ignore, and twice the phone eventually rang. Maybe it was coincidence, maybe it was intuition, and maybe families remain connected in ways we don't fully understand. Reese has spent years considering all three possibilities. The truth is that she still doesn't know which explanation she believes. What she does know is that if she ever wakes up one morning and finds herself unable to stop thinking about Randy again, she won't spend a week trying to talk herself out of making the call.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Cabin crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.